Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And at 27 to 11, let's find out what's happening in the sulky and behind it and all around it. The lady who knows is Brittany Graham. Morning, Brittany.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. Yes, it is another week of harness racing that we're about to get into in New South Wales with an 8-race card at Tabcorp Park, Menangle this afternoon. The first gets underway at 1:42, and one man who has a pretty strong hand in today's meeting is Robbie Morris. He has six drives, six of the 8 races he takes a part in, and I thought we'd grab Robbie this morning and see if we can find a winner or two along the way as well. And Robbie's on with us now. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Morning, Brittany. How are you? Good, thanks.
That's good. Big day today, and all of your drives, they look like solid enough chances as well.
Yeah, look, I've been lucky enough. Kerry's got a pretty handy team about her at the moment, and they've gone to Menangle today, and hopefully in the money, yeah.
We'll have a look through a few of them. An interesting runner in the first, Jansen, a Kiwi first up for the stable, a trotter. An older Kiwi too, has had plenty of racing and comes here... what looks like a winnable enough race first. What can you tell me about this fellow? Hasn't obviously had a great deal of time to acclimatise, was last seen early or on this month at Cambridge. So what can you tell us?
Yeah, look, he's been sent over by his owner. I think it was a 3 or 4 win horse in New Zealand. He sort of just got stuck on that grade, and he sort of realised that under his rating he'd be a bit better suited in Australia. So, yeah, he hasn't been here long. He's probably been here a couple of weeks. He settled in really good. He seems to have handled everything in his stride. He seems very faultless at home in track work. And I think he's only ever had the 2 or 3 mobile starts. So that's probably the only little concern. A lot of his racing has been over the stand. He is a little bit of an older horse. I think he's 7. But they tell me he actually didn't get broken in till he was 4. So he's probably, that's probably why he's at that sort of age. But everything at home sort of points that he should be in front, and he should run a good race.
Bit of a late bloomer, Jansen, but he's nice and short in the first round, 170 tab fixed odds currently. In the second, we continue on with the trotters and Torfino Mist. Well, this little mare's been running really good races of late. She got up 2 starts ago at pretty rough odds, and she ran them along at a good clip over the mile as well. 156 and 7 was her PB. So she obviously rises in grade now, but with the mare's concession, she gets back into a race of this nature, and she isn't drawn badly, just a smaller field here. And she looks like if she can continue and maintain her current form, she's well up to a race of this nature as well.
Yeah, definitely. She's a nice little mare. She's the thing that helps her no end is she's just all top. She's beautifully gated, and she's got that high gate speed early, which puts her into the race. But looking at it, I probably should be in front again. I was sort of always driving her, use the gate speed, and then take a sit on her. But Kerry Ann sort of, she wanted me to give her a go, and that was sort of let her run along 2 starts ago, and it really sort of, I was actually quite surprised that she kept sticking out as good as she did. I always thought she was a bit more of a sit sprinter than that. But, it looks like we get our chance to probably lead and truck along today in front again. And I'm sure she'll give him something to chase.
Another from the stable in that same race is Gold Sovereign. He has Joe Mocker aboard. And he himself is well up to a race of this nature at his very best. He's been running nice races without breaking through of late. But with the mare and also more shades of gold in that race, it looks like there'll be a strong enough tempo. And although he's drawn badly, he's not out of it?
No, I don't think he's out of it at all. He's been running some really strong races. And with the great Joe Mocker aboard, he might get him over the top of me.
Wouldn't be the first time in the last few months that Joe Mocker has greeted the winner's circle at Menangle either. Race number 5 is the Claimer, and Polished Rocks has been a part of the team for a couple of starts now. Probably might have been a little bit disappointing last time out when getting to the front, which is where he likes to race. But this Claimer isn't incredibly strong. There's a lot of horses that go around in these races week in and week out, so you can probably get a little bit of a gauge on them here. But the smaller field here is probably to his liking, but up in trip over the 2300 this time out.
Yeah, up in trip over the 23 probably gives me the opportunity to drive him a bit, a little bit more with a sit. I used his gate speed last week, which I'm sort of wouldn't take it back. I just sort of figured he's been running good races against sort of Don Boston, that step up Claimer, and been following a helmet and been running good time, but at Menangle with them long straights, I do just believe he's probably better on a helmet, especially after what I felt last week. So, you know, and these claimers, they're all getting on in life, and I just think he's probably better driven with a sit at Menangle. So I'll probably try and get across early and then look for some cover. But I think over the long trip, he'll be getting his chance for sure.
Race number six, Dark Energy. This is another race that probably most of these horses are looking for their best form again. But this guy hasn't been racing badly, even though his numerical form doesn't read overly impressively. But back to a smaller field again here and a very winnable race, the right sort of draw. This looks like his chance.
Yeah, look, this horse is I wouldn't look at his numbers at all. I think he's broke 55 or quicker every half for the last probably 8 or 10 runs. He's going really good. He just sort of got jammed in a situation where every level he dropped back in on Saturday night, he sort of kept finding himself outside the front or sort of barrier 7 or wider. And he's one of them horses that needs a fence and he needs to run the race suiting him. But drawn one today, back into a very suitable race. He'll be in front today. I think the last time he dropped back into one of these races was probably just on a year ago or maybe even a bit longer, but he led and won easily, and I actually expect him to do the same again today.
Well, Dark Energy in the six looks a nice chance as well. Race number seven, another of these claimers, and Fat Profit. Well, he was a bit of a revelation up in Queensland. He did a super job up there, and he returned with a victory straight up after that, since he's drawn pretty poorly out in eight, which dents his chances a little bit. But seven today, just a smaller field, Don Boston in the race. So you know that there'll be solid tempo. And yet again, he always needs his little bit of luck, but if he gets it, he's right up to this race.
Yeah, he's part of the furniture here. He's a team mascot. A legend, but he always needs things to go his way. But I think with the speed in the race today, his run last week was super, running third. He come from the back. He got carted into it from the half, but I think they went like 54 something the half. I think he went himself 54-1. His half getting to where he did. So if he can just get a little bit closer and get a bit of live cover sort of to the mile peg until I have to pull him out, he'll be hitting the line really strong.
And in the last, you have Cleaned Out. He had a bit of a break and has returned with two runs, one first up and then last time out. Well, they went unreal time, 151 and 7 last start. So did a few things wrong as well, or got into a little bit of trouble. So back to, again, a probably winnable race here. There looks to be a few up-and-comers in the event over the mile trip. Sticky draw out of 7, but how do you rate this one's chances?
Yeah, look, he's a horse I've had a lot of time for, hence why I tipped him out and give him a good 3 or 4 months off and started again. He sort of just lost his way last prep, but this preparation has sort of changed his speed and changed the way we work him, and it seems to be really suiting him. First up, he was really good. Second up was probably a little bit of pile and error. I sort of come off the fence onto a couple of backs that weren't going anywhere, and I probably got him a bit hard to get him one spot wider, and he's one of them horses he after his head and mixed his gait a little bit, but I don't believe he was going to probably come and win that race because he was probably in an impossible position to do so. But I felt the way he felt before he ran into that bit of trouble. He probably would have run a really good third or fourth. So they go hard today and he can settle in a good position. I'm sure he'll be looking for internal for home coming down the outside.
Well, of your six drives today, you best probably look in the first with Jansen, although it's a bit of an unknown. But later on, it sounds like you're pretty keen on Dark Energy as well.
Yeah, I just think, you know, anyone that does good form, like you already stated yourself, you know, his numbers don't look pretty beside his name, but if you went back through his form and you looked at his times, doesn't look to be a hell of a lot of speed on there. He's going to be in front, and I'm sure it'll be hard to chase.
That's today at Menangle. While I have you on, I'll just pick your brains on a few stable stars who are here, there and everywhere at the moment. Princess Kenny was back last week. It was great to see her back at the track, and she was impressive as well.
Yeah, she's a good mare going forward. She worked really good this morning. She'll probably step out at Menangle again next Tuesday. Look, there was some talk that she sort of could step into that free-for-all grade and probably handle herself really nice, but just going to let her run through a grade, got to find a feat. She only had 7 starts as a 3-year-old, and I think she's a lovely trotting mare going forward, and this will be in all the big trotting mares races this year, yeah.
Certainly one to keep an eye on. And also, you had a pretty good season last season as well with the 2-year-olds, plenty of really nice babies coming through the system, none more so than I Can Run. Where's she at? Is she still in the spelling paddock?
No, she's come back in now. She's probably had a good 6 weeks under already now, probably, yeah. So she's actually worked this morning as well. She's worked 3:30 this morning, so she's probably another 3 weeks away from a trial, maybe even a month. But we're just bringing her up nice and slow. She's felt really good at success start, and she came back looking great. Really looking forward to getting her back and going. But she's a lovely filly, and she's developed a little bit more, and she can just get that touch stronger with her speed. I think we're going to have a lot of fun, and we'll aim at the Oaks and see where we get to.
Now that the Victoria Oaks has been brought forward to around that January mark with the Derby in Victoria, is that the aim, or do you stay closer to home and wait for the New South Wales Oaks?
Yeah, look, it's definitely on the radar. We'll just have to see how she is and how she comes up. And I really do want her to do a little bit of travelling, because I think as the years go on, she's going to have to do a bit of travelling. So, look, if she's up and ready to go and she's racing good, we'd have to talk to, you know, Kerry would have to have a chat to Alex Smith and Russell Woods, the owner, and have a sit down. But I definitely think it's on the radar, and we'd love to get there. And if she's going good and everything's lining up.
One more before I let you go. You always have your eye across the ditch looking for the next Kiwi Pacer or Trotter to pick up. Is there anything that we should be keeping an eye out for over the next few weeks?
Yeah, look, I've probably been a little bit quieter on the Kiwi front the last month or so, other than Jensen. So I don't have any at the moment. I've got a couple of clients looking at one at the moment, but we've got to just sort of wait to see how that goes. I just brought him back in from the paddock. He's not far away. A lot of time for a horse from over there called Santana's Rocket. He won his last start at Newcastle. Lovely big horse, and I think when he comes back, he'll be a Saturday night horse for sure and certain. I think he's one to watch.
Beautiful. Well, we will keep an eye out for him. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Robbie. Best of luck at Menangle this afternoon, and we'll keep a close eye out on a few more runners coming back into the stable and into the system very soon. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Have a great day.
That's Robbie Morris there. Six drives today at Menangle, and he's probably earmarked his best as race one, number two, Jansen, and also later on in the card, race six, number one, Dark Energy. Yesterday at the trial session at Menangle, Harjeet had his first look around the big wide open spaces of Tabcorp Park Menangle, and he trialled in 153.8. So he's been nominated for the Inter Dominion over in Auckland. So maybe with his stablemate Ignatius, they may well be making the trip across. And also at Bathurst, a good trial session there. Also, Elmer's Image was returning. Of course, we had a chat to Amanda Turnbull yesterday. They went 153.4 in that trial, so they did not muck around at all. Mr. Freeze was the eventual winner, but Elmer's Image closed out very, very nicely, and Courts in Session was there as well. So those two, Courts in Session and Elmer's Image, are also nominees for this year's Inter Dominion. So those are a few bits and pieces of trialling news, and Chris Barsby will be here for On the Pace tomorrow morning, same time, same place.
Good on you, Brittany. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cozzy.
14 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.